This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, I'm Nathan from the DBCC and I'm here with Caroline today. We're just going to be discussing and I'm going to ask her a few questions to hopefully get an insight into how she's got such great results, to speak about any difficulties you might have had, as I'm sure there'll be literally thousands of people who'll find this interview very, very useful. So Caroline, if you could please introduce yourself, and how long have you been at the DBCC?
Hi, I'm Caroline. I've been here since the beginning of March.
Awesome. And what results have you achieved in that time, Caroline?
Well, I've lost 24.4 pounds of fat and I've gained 2.2 pounds of muscle.
Which are fantastic results.
Yeah, I'm really pleased with that.
Yeah, fantastic results. Very well done. So let's talk about struggles you might have had with weight loss before the DBCC.
Well, I was always really small, very thin, and then I had to have a couple of operations, and then I seemed to put weight on and couldn't lose it, and then I had a bit of relationship rubbish, again, started sitting and just being bored and eating and drinking, basically.
Okay.
So I did used to go to the gym,
yeah,
but took me ages and ages to lose anything. I think you just get a little bit lazy.
Into a routine.
Yeah, too much of a routine.
Yeah, I can understand that, and when I tend to go to the gym, sometimes I tend to do exercise I favour, which aren't always the best for fat loss, so
yeah.
I can understand that. Had you tried to lose weight before, and how did it go?
I did lose weight with Weight Watchers before.
Okay.
I've done really well, but to be honest, I knew what I should be eating and what I shouldn't be eating.
Yeah.
It was just a matter of doing it.
Yeah, that's understandable. Have you ever lost weight using nutrition and exercise, or has it always been one or the other?
When I've done Weight Watchers, it was that, because I went to the gym as well.
Mm-hmm. And that was off your own back, though, I suppose, was it?
Yeah. But as I say, the gym was... I didn't realise the gym wasn't having the effect I wanted to, because I was doing the same stuff day in, day out.
Yeah, understandable. And have you done any other diets before except for Weight Watchers?
No, just cutting out.
Just
cutting foods, yeah.
Okay.
Over the years.
Okay, I can understand that. What does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC?
It's really different. Yeah, really different. I feel much better in myself. I am more organised. I think about what I'm going to do for the day, and I look forward to coming here. So like that gets into my routine. My work life balance has improved.
Good.
When I wasn't coming here, I just stayed at work.
Yeah.
So now I make this appointment for a certain time of night to make sure I leave work. Yeah.
Which is good. It's giving you more time to yourself.
Yeah, definitely.
How has the DBCC helped you?
It's helped me loads, to be honest. It's given me. I feel much more confident now.
Good.
I wanted to lose weight to feel confident, because it was catch 22. I was not confident. I didn't go out.
Yeah.
I didn't go out. So I felt crap. Stayed at home.
It's just like a vicious circle.
Yeah. And it's helped me break that.
Good.
It really has, yeah.
Good. You've done very well. Do you have any specific tips with nutrition or exercise which you could share with anyone who's listening who might be actively trying to lose fat at the moment?
Yeah, I think get organised. Just definitely get organised. Mm-hmm. You know, like if you make a salad, make a huge salad.
Yeah.
You've got it for a couple of days. If you cook a piece of chicken, cook loads of pieces of chicken. Put them in the freezer. Grab it out, you know. And the alcohol, I really think, for me...
Cut it down. Yeah.
Well, just cut it out.
Completely.
Cut it out.
Okay.
And I learned again this weekend, because the only time I don't lose is if I drink alcohol. And I didn't realise how much a unit was.
Yeah.
It's like a thimbleful. And so you have a glass, you think it's a unit?
Yeah, it's not. Yeah.
So yeah, big learning curve.
Okay, so you've just found that being prepared and preparing your food in bulks really helps you.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, and do you have any final words at all?
Just thank you, really. I've enjoyed it here. When I first came, I felt really inhibited.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm older, and I didn't think, you know, like I saw the people lifting stuff and that, and I thought I'll never be able to do that. But actually, my strength is getting
a lot better.
A lot better.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, thanks to you guys, you and Lewis, for helping me do that. So
thank you for coming in. We enjoy having you. So thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me today, Caroline.
Thank you.
If you've been listening to this interview, I hope you found it helpful. My name is Nathan from the DBCC in Milton Keynes. Have a great day. Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.